By remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden and his newly named running mate, Senator Kamala Harris, are set to make their first joint appearance Wednesday as a team out to defeat President Donald Trump and Vice President Mike Pence in the November general election. The Biden-Harris campaign said the pair would speak in Wilmington, Delaware, about working together to restore the soul of the nation and fight for working families to move the country forward. Biden officially named Harris on Tuesday, making her the first black woman and South Asian American woman to be named on a major party ticket for a presidential election. In his tweeted announcement, Biden called Harris a fearless fighter for the little guy and one of the country's finest public servants. Social media sites already full of excitement from many Democrats over the Biden-Harris ticket, including a tweet from former President Barack Obama, who wrote, "This is a good day for our country. Now let's go win this thing." Harris will formally accept the vice president nomination at the Democratic National Convention next Wednesday. U.S. President Donald Trump announced an agreement between the federal government and an American biotechnology company to manufacture and deliver 100 million doses of a COVID-19 vaccine candidate. The company, Moderna, is to manufacture the vaccine doses while clinical trials are underway. Trump told reporters at the White House the federal government will own these vaccine doses, will buying them. Three vaccine candidates in the U.S. are in the final stage of human trials. The president said the nation is on track to produce 100 million doses as soon as the vaccine